Hi, welcome to my podcast, Absolute Parenting, The Shit No One Tells You. Episode 15, Are You Still the Same Person Once You Had the Baby? And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe, follow me on social media, or share it with anyone you think will find it helpful. Wow, first of all, I cannot believe this is episode 15. And I think 15 is quite a nice number to end the first season on before we all go off to enjoy our festive break. I certainly feel like I need a break from technology, and I also really just want to spend some quality time with my two daughters and of course my husband. Especially, you know, the eldest daughter now, she's now 5 years old and she is really understanding, you know, what Christmas is all about. And she is super duper excited. It is so amazing and so lovely to see Christmas through their eyes. There is just something so magical about it all. And the excitement, it is just, don't know, makes you feel so warm inside as a parent. I will start season 2 on 18th of February 2021. So yes, I'm giving myself pretty much 2 months off from podcasting, but it is also to ensure that I give myself plenty of time to plan and have guests on the show ready for season 2 of Absolute Parenting, The Shit No One Tells You. Right guys, so come on, let's do this. Let's get this final podcast of the season started. So this podcast, I want to ask a question of, are you still the same person once you had the baby? And I just want to touch on this subject, you know, do you still feel the same once you had the baby? For me, the answer is yes and a no. And let me start with the yes. Why am I still Sue? Well, so for me, I still enjoy my work. I still talk to all of my friends who are parents or not. And I still talk to them in the same way, whether it has been utterly just bonkers and silly and stupid, or, you know, making inappropriate jokes on whatever topics we're talking about. I still very much enjoy socializing with my friends on my own without my children, which I do feel guilty about. That is certainly another form of parenthood guilt, which obviously, again, I spoke about in the last episode. I still enjoy, you know, listening to like dance music, you know, all stuff like that. And my husband and I are still very silly together, and we have been together for 15 years. I don't think we have ever stopped being silly either, even though we're now parents. We still have a giggle and just, well, do what we always have done. I still have my career goals that I want to achieve, and I still basically very much enjoy fashion because I love fashion, you know, it's kind of what my passion is. And yeah, so you know what, I still feel I am still me. I am still myself, Sue. And then sometimes I don't feel like myself. So where is the no coming from? Why do I not feel like myself sometimes? You know what? That is actually quite a tough one to answer and to explain. And there is no like blanket answer to it, because it changes as you progress into different stages of parenthood. So for me, in the beginning of parenthood, I felt lost. In fact, I remember feeling lost all the time. I just didn't feel like myself, because I think for me, I love fashion. So I had a wardrobe full of clothes, but nothing actually really fitted me. And what clothes I used to wear back then, you know, were just not clothes I wear on a daily basis. They were just comfortable clothes or practical clothes for breastfeeding. So they were just not my style of choice, I would say. So yeah, you know, I felt really lost, and I just remember looking into the mirror and thinking, oh my God, who is this person? So yeah, you know, but anyway, that is a whole different topic on parenthood and fashion. That is definitely another topic I will cover in the future. So now, 5 years into parenthood, fashion is not so much of a problem anymore as my daughters are older. So again, you know, this is what I mean about different stages of parenthood. I can now dress more for myself and not for my role as a mum, such as wearing practical clothes because I have to breastfeed. You know, I don't have to breastfeed anymore. I now wear most things that I want to, and it isn't so much about, you know, what is practical or what is comfortable. Well, obviously, no, comfort is important, but you know what I mean. I don't have to wear like lounge around clothes all the time, you know, things like that. There are still things that I would not wear as often or depending on the occasion. So things like a long skirt, you know, I would not wear that. I just, you know, I cannot imagine anything worse trying to run around after my active 2-year-old in a long skirt. You know, that just doesn't mix well at all in my book. There are days when I really miss putting on like a nice dress to go out or just miss dressing up full stop actually. I definitely miss wearing heels. I have so many pairs of high heels. I mean, let's face it, wearing some skyscraping high heels doing the school run just doesn't work. And wearing them on a play date, just again, not practical. I cannot guarantee that, you know, I can run after my 2-year-old in 5-inch heels without breaking my ankles. That is a fact. So yeah, I just feel so out of practice in terms of, you know, wearing heels. And I miss wearing a long skirt. Long skirt just not a very practical item of clothing to wear, I would say, for a play date. So that is that. Then with working, I am, of course, still very much myself when I talk to my clients, dealing with any work-related issues. And one thing I love about my job as an eyewear blogger is I get to visit loads of different optical shows around the world. When I go to shows, I am away for about 3 or 4 days at a time. So it is actually quite a nice break for me to feel I am myself again. You know, I wake up in my hotel room not having to worry about making breakfast for 2 little people and getting them dressed, etc. I only have to get myself dressed and get myself out of the door, which, you know, just feels amazing. I only have to worry about myself and no one else. Again, it is like a great feeling. So yeah, I love actually going to optical shows. It's kind of like a bit of a recharge for me into parenthood. However, what changed? Well, before parenthood, I really enjoyed my work trips and, well, in fact, any work events I get to attend. But now I am a parent, I spend most of the time worrying about my daughters, thinking about them, and I even actually find myself talking about them to my clients a lot or just to random people that I meet at a show. So I'm pretty sure they probably think I am like the crazy mother or something. And I will not book any meetings in when I know it is time to call them, like, you know, before bedtime or something. I would rather miss a meeting now or, you know, even just miss the opportunity to gain new clients just so I can call my daughters. So yeah, you know, that is definitely something that has changed since stepping into parenthood. My priority on that, you know, just drastically has, you know, shifted, I would say. Whereas before, I would never miss an opportunity, especially if it's to get new clients on board. And then with friendship and my circles of friends, I am still, of course, in touch with them all. In fact, when I first stepped into parenthood, I was the only one with a baby. All my friends were either single, engaged, or just, you know what, enjoying life in general. I would say yes, a lot of my friends never quite understood what I was going through as a new parent. But you know what, you can still be friends with them. I do not understand when I hear people not being in contact with their existing friends because that friend is not a parent. I just do not get that at all. You know, I do totally get that friends with no children will never fully understand and get the full picture on what parenthood is like for you. But by the same token, I also believe before parenthood, you were friends because there was, you know, a common ground. Just because you are a parent now, it doesn't mean you only talk about, you know, things that are relating to parenthood, you can still talk about something else just like you used to. I can fully understand that parents' worries are totally different to friends with no children. And those worries are sometimes, you know, all you want to talk about or think about. But you know what? Stop for a minute, okay? And you know what? It is actually healthy to take yourself out of that parenthood zone, that parenthood bubble, and just change the subject, you know, just for a change of scenery. Being a parent is absolutely relentless. So it is nice to have a friend that can, you know, take you out of that zone just for even like half an hour. So for me, I still pretty much joke with my friends in the same way before parenthood. My sense of humor certainly has not changed at all. And even all of my friends have said that to me, that I am still Sue. I would definitely have a swear around my friends because I, of course, never ever swear in front of my children. Even though, you know what, I actually fucking love to swear. Don't know why, it's just something that I like doing. Sometimes I just feel like you can really emphasize yourself, you know, by putting like a swear word in. But anyway, that's just me. And as a parent, I have never ever slipped. And that is something that all of my friends are super duper shocked about. But hey, I did it. So yeah, you know what? It feels nice to be able to swear around my friends. You know, it just kind of those little things that make me feel like myself. What changed for me with friendship is meeting them. And meeting them on my own takes some sort of military planning well in advance, which I know can be quite frustrating for my friends with no children. When I go out and I know I will be missing my girls' bedtime, then I must call them to say night. Even if we plan, you know, to go out and to meet up like 2 months in advance, but if either of my children are ill, I will cancel on my friends. Which again, I know it can be very annoying for them. And perhaps it is something that they are not going to quite understand, if you see what I mean, until they are parents themselves. So I think it is just about having understanding, you know, between the friendship. These things, you know, obviously have never occurred in our friendship. There was never any like external factor like that that can stop us from meeting up as friends. Nevertheless, they are not things that should stop you from seeing your friends. You just need to communicate and take more time in planning and hope that your children don't fucking get ill beforehand. Fingers crossed. And then there's seeing friends without children, but you are taking your own children. I think it is great, you know, if your friends want to hang out with you and your children. But during these meetings, I have always found it is a great idea to be clear with friends that you probably cannot hold an adult conversation for a long period of time. Because let's face it, your children will always need your attention. It is also good to let your friend know that whatever place you choose to meet, it has to be children friendly, whether it is, you know, got some sort of nappy changing facility or something. And it is also good to let your friend know in advance that you will probably have to leave by a certain time due to whatever reason, like nap time or making dinner or bath time or whatever. But you know, you get the picture. You get what I'm trying to say. Basically, it is good to manage your friend's expectation. And if they do not like the sound of it, at least they can pull out and no one is wasting their time. For me, I have never made excuses to not meet my friends. I have never been that person to say, oh, I can't meet my friends because I have children now and they will never understand how hard it is to get children out of the door. Don't get me wrong, getting 2 children out of the door does sometimes feel like some sort of mammoth task. And yeah, sometimes I do think life will just be easier if I don't bother going out ever and just stay at home. But that, you know, isn't me. I have always been sociable and I value my friendship greatly more than anything. So for me to stop seeing my friends because I stepped into parenthood just doesn't, you know, work for me at all. I am a firm believer that parenthood shouldn't stop you from being who you are, but just need some sort of adjusting and find a new way that works. I think if you ask any parents at any stage of parenthood this question, are you still the same person now you're a parent? I think most will probably say, no, of course not. My life has been flipped upside down and then inside out. And you know what? That is also very, very true. I definitely feel like my life has changed drastically since stepping into parenthood. I would say my priorities on things definitely changed. And it's not necessarily me, you know, who changed. For an example, I now hardly buy clothes for myself because I just think I have enough clothes now, you know, to last me a lifetime. However, I would happily spend my money on clothes for my girls. At the end of the day, they grow so quickly and they need new clothes all the time. Whereas with me, I just like buying clothes. That's it. I just like to buy them. It's not because I need them. I don't need them. I don't even necessarily buy things, you know, for myself anymore as a treat. I mean, I do occasionally if I really love it. Otherwise, I just don't bother. I just think, well, why bother? I don't really need them, you know. I just think, why spend the money on myself when I don't need it? And my daughters do because they grow so quick. And then there's everyday life where I would definitely always make sure they get their breakfast first, you know, lunch and dinner. I will always make sure that dinner is on the table and they are settled and they're eating before I dish my own plate up. Even though I might be starving, really tired, or simply not feeling very well, that is the thing with parenthood. Even if you feel like death, you still got to look after these little people. There is literally no rest. You just got to soldier on. And a prime example is actually through my husband's work, one of his clients, unfortunately, her and her husband and her middle child actually got tested for COVID positive. And this client of my husband, she actually got 3 children. So her and her husband and this middle child obviously is COVID positive. I think the middle child actually been all right with it, you know, not too bad. But then whereas for her and her husband, both pretty, you know, was hit hard by COVID. And they were both basically, you know, just in their bed all the time. But they got 3 children. So they still have to somehow try to function and, you know, look after them and, you know, make them food, you know, make sure they're fed, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you know what, parenthood, there is literally no rest whatsoever. You really just got to soldier on even if you feel like shit. Then at the weekend, it's not about doing things I want to do anymore. It is all about doing things my daughters, you know, like to do. Weekend is now not my time. Weekend is now family time and time to spend with my daughters and my husband, of course. If I do meet my friends over the weekend without my girls, I feel terrible. I feel like I am being the most terrible mum on the planet because I am prioritizing my needs, which is to see my friends because I want to see them, over spending time with my daughters. I can totally see and understand why, you know, when some people step into parenthood and they just leave their friends behind, it can be so easily done. And I think it is whether you actually let it happen or not. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with it whatsoever because I am all about, you know, friendship. Life as parents can get very, very busy and, you know, priority all just change overnight. But you know what? Good friends will understand. And seeing friends is a very good reminder that you are still you and you are not just a parent. As a person, a grown adult, you are the only person that has the power to pick and make decisions for yourself. Don't blame parenthood for keeping you away from your friends or say it is harder to stay in touch or your friends who doesn't have children will never understand. If you choose to put your focus on parenthood, then do not complain if your friends have moved forward without you. Same for so many things to do with parenthood. If you choose to not put your need first, then yes, slowly you will change as a person. Another prime example is, for me, is that I like jogging. Pre-parenthood, I was even a gym member, believe it or not. But post-parenthood, I stopped my gym membership because I simply did not have the time. That was my choice. Slowly, I started to feel unfit. I was like aching all over all the time and just, you know what, feel very, very sluggish. And so I decided to take on jogging, and we actually got a treadmill at home, basically just sitting there collecting a lot of dust. So I made a decision to go on the treadmill for 10 minutes each day. It may seem like nothing, but it made me feel 100 times better. And it just made me feel like the healthier pre-parenthood me as well. I only jog when my daughter is having a nap, so I am still prioritizing them over myself. But what the difference is normally when it's nap time, instead of me running around the house like a crazy woman trying to get as much chores done as I possibly could, I am instead putting my well-being first. It is only for 10 minutes. And what is 10 minutes anyway? It is absolutely nothing. I put things into a list of priorities, and I am a firm believer in looking after myself as best as I could. Because if I am not well in myself, then how am I supposed to function at my best and to look after two little human beings? Nowadays, I meet a lot of different moms and dads from my daughter's school, and often from talking to them, many parents, believe it or not, have the same struggle. The struggle of finding a balance between parenthood and being themselves. It's not that parenthood, you know, change who they are as a person, but it changes the outlook in life and sometimes your view on things as well. What we got to understand here is that your personality is who you are as a person. So things like opinions and views on things can change over time from us learning more, seeing more of, you know, the world around us. Parenthood is definitely one of those things that can change your views on the world. Like myself, I used to, of course, find some news disturbing and upsetting. But when you become parents, almost all news become disturbing and upsetting, even if they have nothing to do with children. Climate change, for an example, that worries me because I think, wow, okay, I may not live to see some of these changes, but what about my daughters? What will happen to them? And of course, at the moment in the UK, it is all about Brexit as well. Again, what will happen to my daughters when they grow up with Brexit? Before parenthood, I would say I care less about news. So things like climate change, you know what, I was aware of it, but I never actively did much towards it. Now, I do want to make those small steps and trying to make changes, you know, within my power to hopefully do something about it. I don't even want to talk about any news relating to children. I cannot even bear to watch them. I don't want to hear about it. I just don't want to know. I just do not understand how, you know, people can be so fucked up and do such harm to children sometimes. Watching and hearing news like that just really, you know, makes me want to keep my children in a safety bubble forever and ever and never, you know, want to let them go. And the thought of letting them go one day, you know, in this big wide world, it is a fucking scary thought itself. Let them out in the big wide world, you know, where it is a very exciting place, but also very, very fucking scary at the same time. I really believe parents should be level-headed and look after themselves. Do not let parenthood consume you. You can easily just get sucked into it and lose track of who you are. Once you lose track, you also lose sight of what is important, or you simply feel like you don't know what you are doing. My conclusion to this question is, the person you are is more to do with your personality trait, and that itself doesn't really change. If you are a nice person, you will remain a nice person. If you are an asshole, then you will probably stay an asshole. Parenthood cannot change those things about a person. However, parenthood can change the way we see the world. Our opinion on things and our priorities will definitely change. This may then have a knock-on effect on how we handle things. So yeah, we may deal with situation differently than before. Parenthood will certainly change your perception in all different situations in life. And there is no right or wrong way to parenthood. We are all just different. Every now and then, just sit down and think for 5 minutes and think about what things made you happy before you stepped into parenthood. Once you rediscovered those things, figure out how you can do those things again without compromising on your children's needs and well-being. Responsibility is a very, very real thing with parenthood, but shouldn't stop you from doing what makes you happy as a person and lose track on who you are as a person. Right, guys, I am going to end season one of this podcast here, as I feel it is a nice one to end on, and hopefully it will give you all something to think about. As I was saying at the beginning, season two will start back again on the 18th of February, 2021. So yeah, I am pretty much giving myself a near enough 2 months off from podcasting, just so, you know, I'm giving myself a break over the festive period and I can spend some quality time with my daughters and my husband. Then in the new year, I will start to plan season two, which is very, very exciting. Well, actually, I have started planning already. I will be having a few guests on the show for season two, and we will be revisiting some of the topics I have spoken about in season one. Some of the most popular topics so far are sleep training, potty training, and parenthood guilt. I will be having a chat with my guests about it all, and they can share their experiences in all those areas, which will of course be very different to mine. They will talk about, you know, what worked for them, what didn't work. All will be honest parenting. They are actually all good friends of mine from different walks of life. So it will just be like me having like a nice catch up, a nice chat with my mates, having a laugh, and expect plenty of swearing. Let's face it, as parents, we hardly get to swear. So this is a great opportunity and a great excuse to just get our swearing fix out. Anyway, guys, I hope you will all tune in again on the 18th of February, 2021 for season two of Absolute Parenting, The Shit No One Tells You. This Christmas is probably a very different one for everyone due to the ongoing pandemic, but I hope you all get to enjoy it one way or another. It has certainly been a very, very strange year to say the least. And to me, it doesn't even feel like 2020 has happened. It has all been just, I don't know, a bit of a blur. However, my greatest achievement of 2020 is actually starting this podcast. It is something I really wanted to do since stepping into parenthood, as I feel I have so much to share and so much I want to say. Then finally, you know, life had to slow down due to the pandemic. And suddenly I have some extra time to actually start it. And here I am 15 episodes later with a growing audience and now planning season two. This is absolutely bonkers. But anyway, I just want to say thank you all so much for listening and supporting this podcast. I hope you will continue to enjoy my parenthood content. And I know that this year, 2020, with the pandemic, you know, it has been very, very difficult in terms of parenting. You know, with the UK, we had to homeschool children as well, and the whole lockdown thing, you know, it has been very, very tricky for parents, you know, to deal with. So you know what, a massive pat on the back to you guys and to me for surviving the pandemic as a parent. But anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful festive break with your loved ones, and I will see you again back here in 2021. Merry Christmas!